Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's an example of vegan math. They say that 16 kilos of wheat feeds 20 people, or it feeds one cow, and that only two people can feed off of that cow. Yes, that's true, but if a cow eats grass, that feeds zero people, and there's still more food on the end for the people who eventually eat the cow. Chickens eat bugs, weeds, and other waste that's completely inedible to humans. There's an old saying that man cannot live on bread alone, unless, of course, that man is a vegan. America has extensive grasslands that are good for grazing cattle and not much else. Moving on, this woman has been single for 2 years since her husband left her. She tried, but guys told her that she was just too damn old and ugly. It's probably not the way she looked, and it's probably just her attitude. If a man leaves a woman, she's probably disrespecting him. And just look at that vile smirk on her face. Men don't want to put up with that after a hard day's work. I'm glad that even guys on Tinder have some standards these days. Number three, make a woman mad in 4 words or less by saying that sex strikes are ineffective. Remember that the women promoting the idea that men should be going on a sex strike are just reducing their competition from other women for the best men. Ladies, looks like it's time to go full 4B and pay for your own dinners and drinks from now on. Why you don't like being strong and independent? Wah. Up next, this guy in the middle of the picture ended his wife and 2 sons because Donald Trump won the election. You've never heard of people on the right ending themselves after Trump lost. It just shows you that the left is literally insane. In truth, the media needs to be held accountable because they're the ones giving people Trump derangement syndrome. And this guy's family's blood is on their hands for helping make him paranoid. Regardless of what happens, this is still very sad news. Number 5, here's what the average land whale looks like when they join the 4B movement. But something tells me that the 4Bs she's not going to avoid will include burgers, bacon, butter, and bagels. She tried to join the movement, but she can't even move. Does anyone have any tips for her? I think she forgot to shave her head. Here she is with her ex-boyfriend. Looks like she had some pretty high standards, even though she can't even stand. Moving on, conservative women are celebrating the Trump victory with more babies. Sure, that means more conservatives in the future, but overall fertility rates for both groups will keep on falling. There won't be enough women having kids to get the numbers above replacement and give the WEF a finger. Also, sure, conservative women look and smell better on average, but that doesn't mean that they're less ugly on the inside. Number 7, a man had the wrong organ removed by surgeons who couldn't find his appendix, so they took a piece of his bowel out instead. This happened in the state of Washington, and it makes me wonder if the 4 doctors that were doing the surgery were all DEI hires. How do you mess up this bad? He almost dies because of appendicitis. Maybe the person doing the surgery was that Turkish real estate agent or something. Up next is the granulated sea star. After it was discovered, the number of women interested in scuba diving suddenly exponentially rose for some reason. Most of us have taken the red pill and the dog pill. But I guess we now also have to take the starfish pill. Maybe someone needs to teach women not to grape starfish. Wait until they find out that if they rip off one of the hands, it'll grow another starfish and double in size. Number 9, why are young guys hagmaxing? Why are old women in such high demand these days? Because they come from a time before Tinder and social media. I think it partially has to do with someone more mental stability from such women and an eagerness to have sex because the women their own age are getting together with older guys. If you're a thirsty young man, you'd probably be willing to drink cat pee too. I suspect it has to do with there not being enough options for younger guys out there. Moving on, looks like the leftoids have a feminist version of Joe Rogan called Call Her Daddy, and she had Kamala Harris on before the election, and it cost almost $1 million, and it didn't even get 1 million views. The video wasn't even 8 minutes long. That's not even a podcast. It's just a clip segment. She could have done a free podcast with Joe Rogan, but that would have ruined her campaign even more once people found out that the lights are on in her head, but that there's nobody home. Number 11, who remembers these bad boys? It costs 25 cents to make a local call. people would send me a page and I'd call them back on the nearest payphone. Does anyone remember checking hundreds of payphones before finally getting some change as a kid that someone forgot? You could also make quick collect calls and leave a super short message, and then the person on the other line would reject the call because they knew what happened to you. Up next, Isabella says that men should have curfews so women can go out at night. But if that happened, who would fix the electrical lines and other utilities at night? Also, this wouldn't work out the way that many women wanted because there would still be male rapists on the prowl, and no men to protect women from them. Plus, women wouldn't go out in the first place because there wouldn't be any men out there to give them attention, and no one would pay for their meals and drinks. Number 13, here's how bad Trudeau messed up in Canada. Here's Canada's GDP per person going down, while the American one continues to rise. Many of the Canadians I know buy U.S. stocks and investments primarily and avoid the Canadian companies, unless they're Enbridge, who have a mostly U.S. presence and growth strategy. Trudeau also flooded the country with migrants, so of course the GDP per capita fell when it imported the third world. Moving on, after Kamala lost the election, a Vegas strip club offered her $1 million to dance topless at a Trump victory party. She still owed around $20 million for her campaign at the time, and she should have done it in good fun. But I'm sure that people would have paid her $20 million that she needed to keep her clothes on. They should have made it pay-per-view. It would have been the biggest joke of all time. I'd pay for it if they featured AOC doing this. Number 15, 100 years ago, women had sex strikes too, except it was all about banning alcohol. Female nature never changes. These spinsters were just posing for attention back then too. Sex strikes only work if they're attractive women and men doing them. They also don't work in the age of online corn and OF. Plus, back during the days of Prohibition, 90% of men were married. Those were probably the leftover women that no one wanted. Who would have married one of these Cro-Magnon Karens? Up next, this woman says that men invented God because we can't stand that women create life. Imagine if God had a female mind. The universe would still be full of chaos. I also think that men invented God because we'd never get anything done if women were the focus of our society. There's a reason we still don't worship the fertility goddess the way we did during the Neolithic period. Number 17, the more money a couple spends on their wedding and engagement rings, the more likely they are to get divorced. Well, what did you expect? But we didn't actually need a study to prove this. I've had women that wanted to marry me and didn't want me to spend much money on a ring. Either you're the prize or the ring is the engagement prize that she pawns off after the divorce. Moving on, when women feel down the slightest amount, the mental health industry jumps to help them. But if a man wants to end himself, they barely help. I remember going to therapy once and a father was screaming for his son to be seen by a mental health professional because he was suicidal. Meanwhile, the majority of the waiting room is filled with women. Women make up the majority of psychology patients, but they never end up solving their problems. They don't want their problems solved. They want attention and drama. Number 19, some women have a condition called gigantomastia, where their breasts never stop growing. Meanwhile, a video game called Dragon Age of Veilguard did not include options for larger breasts, due to the impossibility. More likely, they didn't include the option to piss off the fanboys. Will this game flop? Yes, even though it's certain that the breasts of their characters won't. I think I'll wait for the mod pack which turns that creature into an actual girl. Up next, a Canadian woman becomes the first patient to be diagnosed with climate change. Good thing she didn't forget to boost her up 10 times. I also wonder if they offered up her end-of-life assistance as well. So this is what we're calling the hot flashes of menopause these days. Got it. First, people thought this was a conspiracy, but the memes keep on coming true. Was it man-made climate change because of the patriarchy, perhaps? Number 21, 10 guys raped a woman in a park and ended her. But it's strange how I don't remember there being a national outrage over this. I guess they were the wrong color. The global homo media wants you to believe that violence flows from whites to every other group. Her name is E. Lee, and this is in Wisconsin back in the early 2020s. And the article mentioned 11 youths, and not one peep of outrage from the leftoid media. Moving on, here's the difference between how people got famous in the past versus today. The people on the bottom had both fame and power. The ones on top don't really have any real power to influence nations. Well, technically they have some power to influence idiots. But besides that, all they have is pointless attention and money. Pure power and influence over intelligent people is actually what you want. The fame and fortune portion should just be a byproduct. Number 23, we have Bill Burr saying that white women ruin everything. And that's why he loves his black wife. She even pegs him at night, it seems. This is funnier than anything he's ever done since he got married. If you want to know the power of women, this was one of the most red-pilled comedians, and he got married and it all went downhill from there. I think she even made him get rid of his dog and podcast from his garage. Up next, when people tell you that mindless celebrities never do anything of value, just tell them about that time when Eva Longoria had no idea about investing, and she ended up putting $6 million into John Wick, and ended up saving the film. Having that much extra money to blow on financing a movie just shows you how overpaid most Hollywood soylebrities are. In reality, though, we all know who really saved the film, Keanu Reeves. Number 25 in the last one, this 25-year-old woman is also suffering from gigantomastia, where her jugs never stop growing, and she had them removed. They weighed over 20 pounds. I like the before more, and that's why I switched it around in the thumbnail. This is one of those rare few times that a woman should have started a Lonely Fools page, because she had the holy grail of male melon attention in her hands. I'm sure her back feels a lot better, though most men don't. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.